Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host, and I'd like to ask you, how are you able to manage all of this craziness going on around all of us? And what is it taking out of us? How are we handling it in a way that we'll recover well, that our health and inner strength will be ready to carry on when we get to the other side of this, whenever that might be? And to help us look at that and find ways of strengthening ourselves in many ways, especially the inner psycho-emotional ways that are really hammering many of us, not all of us, and to help us look at that in a more helpful way is a guest I've had on the show many times, and he's a wonderful friend, and hopefully will be a great help to us. I think he will. That's why I've asked him to be on Energy Stew. Steve Gottlieb. Steve, welcome back to Energy Stew.
Thank you, Peter. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Well, you and I, you know, we try to help people the best that we can in the ways that we know how, and you certainly help a lot of people who are in trauma and despair, and help them find ways to stay strong through it. And you and I were talking before we started the show about recognizing what is going on in ourselves in ways that are, let's call them objective, where perhaps our egos aren't getting involved, and trying to manage it through our ego rather than through our true feelings. How does that sound?
That sounds perfect.
Oh, good. I guess I heard you right.
Yeah.
So we're all going through the hardest of times, and some of us, like you and I, are more fortunate than others in that we can earn a living, we can be out in the world more, relatively, and have some sense of wholeness in our lives that many people don't have. And so we really are addressing the hardship that so many are feeling, that many of us understand and have our own. And you and I have talked about how troubled we are in this time in so many ways, because our lives aren't normal either, even though we're out in the world more than many others, right?
Yes, sir.
Because let's tell people partly what you're doing, because you do help people. You have a practice that you work, helping people work through their struggles, but also you're a ski instructor.
Yeah, well, I get to have some fun during the wintertime. And just a quick aside about that, you know, many people were worried in the ski industry whether or not with COVID we would even have a ski season. But especially the resorts that I work at in the Northeast here have gone to great lengths to make skiing safe for people in terms of social distancing protocols. But we're outside, and we're in the fresh air, and we're moving. And it's an activity, it's recreational, recreational for a reason. People love it, and of course it sidetracks them from a lot of their other worries. It's hard to worry about stuff when you're outside in the fresh air having fun.
Right, and I'm very jealous that you can do that, and most people probably are, because a lot of us are restricted in the winter.
Yeah, yeah.
And winter is a time of contraction and
yes,
short days and long nights and creates more hardship that way.
Yeah, even before everything was going crazy, that we had that SAD, right, seasonal affective disorder.
Right.
That is especially an issue up in the northern communities where there's not very much light. So one of the things to treat it was light therapy.
Right. And now, actually, we've learned so much about vitamin D. My brother is going to have a book out about it shortly with all the latest science. I'm very excited about it. And I know a lot about it because he and I talk all the time, that high doses of vitamin D can really help us through these dark days. And we can't get it outdoors. When the sun is below a certain latitude, it doesn't give us vitamin D. And so we're unable to until probably mid-March, late March, we can start getting some. Actually, your shadow has to be shorter than your height to get any vitamin D. So
yeah, if we get outside and we don't lather ourselves up over too much, you know, blocking sunscreen.
Right. We also need to let the sun shine on our skin. So, but vitamin D actually raises our spirits because the brain then thinks with all the vitamin D in its system, it must be summer. And therefore, it wants us to feel good and happy and strong and get out and expend. And so the brain behaves that way for us.
Yeah, that I'm so glad you mentioned the brain, because everything that we experience as a difficulty, as an emotional problem, as a psychological problem, is all related to how the brain is firing when you have certain thoughts about those feelings. So really, whatever we can do to change the energy or even the neurochemistry of the brain to optimize it is going to make you feel better. And when you feel better, it's an antidote for what you're feeling bad about.
Right. And yet, it's hard to maintain nowadays because we're getting hit on all sides by...
You got to work at it.
Yeah, it's a process. And
yeah.
And yet, for instance, recently, a few days ago, I was noticing a sense of despair in me that I felt, and I wasn't understanding actually why I needed to feel such despair when I was so busy and busy doing things I liked. And I realized that it's just because everyone is in, our lives are limited no matter what, no matter how busy we are. It's not busy the same way as it used to be. And I feel very limited in the ways that, you know, let's say hugging enough people that I can't do now.
Yeah.
And so...
Yeah. Hugging is oxytocin, and there's the brain stimulation again.
Right. And so...
We're all oxytocin depleted. I hug my cat. I try to get something from that.
Right. And I was thinking of getting a cat just for that reason. Although I do have family, and we are, a safe pod together. So, fortunately, I have that. But the world isn't the same. And so I appreciated that I was holding on to, or feeling this despair, and knew that I had to treat it. And then I thought of you, because I know that you treat these things all the time.
Right, I do.
Right.
Yeah, in case people aren't aware, I treat it mainly with a form of energy psychology. You can call it therapy. I call it coaching. That is based on EFT tapping, emotional freedom technique. So that's the primary method. But there are other different kinds of methods and processes that used that are either considered energy balancing or emotional healing that may or may not actually be under the guise of energy psychology.
Right. And so you focused on what your favorite is. And
yeah, because I know that how well it works. And the reason it works very well is because it addresses where the brain has been disorganized, that gets activated around thoughts, beliefs, feelings, emotions, memories of sad times or traumatic events. And when we tap on the body using acupressure tapping in a certain way, while we're holding the energy of those emotional expressions, which is an energetic form, we're really sending signals into the brain that counterbalances the way the brain is firing around that. And the brain gets the message that it's okay to shut off the stress response. And then all of a sudden you feel neutral. You have the same thoughts that you had before, the same memories you had before, but your emotional response system isn't triggered as quickly because we've reprogrammed the brain. Not in a bad way, in a good way.
Right. And the way I see it is that we tap on acupuncture meridian points, mm-hmm. and there are quite a few of them, but they're easy to find, and we don't have to tap that hard. It's light tapping. And then it adds up, and all of a sudden our brain, because of energizing so many of these meridian points, our whole body, our brain, are enlivened by it. And there have been many scientific tests using EFT to show different brain energy at work, and even different blood samples that respond.
That's true, and then hundreds of clinical studies showing its effectiveness in treating various different psychological, mental, and emotional disorders, and random controlled studies as well. So there's a tremendous amount of supporting scientific evidence now.
Right. So we can believe in this.
And that's why I do it, because I believe in it. And because I know it works. I see how it works with my clients.
Right. And I've used it even longer than you have.
That's true.
It's not a competition, but but you took it to a much greater level than I did.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've really, and I've always loved it, but I'm much more diverse in my focus because we're different personalities and we
mm-hmm.
approach things differently. And I'm thrilled that you have made a specialty of this because you realized what it can do for people. And so that's what we want our audience to appreciate, what it can do for them and others, because they can also tap other people. You can tap yourself, and you can teach people to tap themselves, and you can even tap them, like our children.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So just so, the quickie story is that if you learn tapping, which is really actually easy to learn for yourself, and I'm not talking about resolving years of serious psychological trauma from psychological stress, I'm talking about when you feel bad, can I tap on these acupuncture meridian points in a sequence, and will it help me feel better? So anything that helps you to shift from a bad feeling to a neutral or a positive feeling goes very, very deep. The mind that says, I have a problem, I feel bad, this is all the reasons why I can't see my loved ones, I'm alone, when is this pandemic going to end, I'm worried, I'm scared. And when you tap, the brain stops firing the emotional response, which is carrying the energy of that, which is actually making you feel the disturbance, the bad feelings. So all of a sudden you say those things, but then you have a much more clear, rational way of being able to hold them, and even if you want to be able to reframe them. So all of a sudden you say, well, maybe I'll be okay, or maybe this will be over soon, or maybe hopefully I'll be able to see my family again. Those thoughts are available to you where before, when we're overwhelmed with emotional stress, the part of our brain that would want to think rationally about those things is really offline. It's not there. The part of our mind, that the ego that you mentioned, that's telling us what these problems are all about, is being energized by the negative emotions that we're feeling. So when you tap down those negative emotions, the stress response in the brain changes, and the part of your mind that's very resourceful, that's very creative, that's very intuitive, very imaginative, is now accessible again. And then you can start having positive thoughts, positive reframes that will also then help you to feel better as well. But you can't just think your way out of this until you do something energetically to take care of the feeling of the negative emotions.
Right. There are times where I've felt stuck and, mm-hmm. you know, stuck in bad feelings and can't function properly. You know, it's like I'm so caught up in it. And so I start tapping, and then all of a sudden, I don't even think about it again. I'm just back in my normal process of you know, and being constructive. And so it's not like, aha, I'm over it. It's like, oh, I'm just, you know, let's get on to business.
Right, exactly. You know, so it kind of, so you tap and then you sort of kind of forget about it. So I'm working with a client that would have a problem, and I'm showing them how to tap through the problem, and we're, you know, we're focused on the problem, but we're tapping. And after a few rounds, I say, you know, how are you feeling? I said, well, I guess it really wasn't much of a problem to begin with, because they had a cognitive shift, a shift in the way the brain functions because of the tapping. And then when you become a tapping expert like me, you know that it was the tapping that created the neurological shift. So we just take it, you know, on face value that that's what we're doing. It's because when we feel bad, it's not even our situation that's causing us to feel bad. It's about how our energy systems get thrown out of balance by the stress of the moment, of the challenges, of what our mind is telling us what these problems are all about. And when you tap, you're accessing these acupuncture meridian points, and you're sending electrical impulses into the brain through the tapping action, and you're shifting all that. You're literally shifting your energetic state. So you're not in the same state you were before. Before you were in a state of emotional distress, and now the emotional distress has been minimalized. So you're literally in a different physiological state. So you can think and act and feel differently just because of that, because we're shifting the energy.
Now, what I understand is that there are two different ways of processing this. One is when you're really in the feeling of it, and you're trying to tap your way out of an uncomfortable feeling, and then as you tap, all of a sudden, you know, the feeling lifts. And another way is to mentally recognize your unhappiness and tap about that. Say, well, I'm unhappy because of this lockdown or whatever. And then you tap for that, and all of a sudden you're not as focused on your unhappiness about it anymore.
Well, you know, that's the most effective way of doing it at the surface level. And you can even take that to an extreme. So let's say you worried about, you know, when this COVID thing is going to be over. So tapping, not only you're tapping on your body, but you have language that matches your perception and your feelings about the circumstance. And you can start tapping, and you can start putting some of these feelings together in an affirmation statement called the setup statement, which is designed to juxtapose both sides of reality at the same time the brain is receiving the tapping impulses. So you're saying, even though I'm really worried about coronavirus and what's going to happen with this pandemic, I deeply and completely love and accept myself, and you can say something like, and the fact that I'm still okay. But you don't have to say that. You just say, I accept what's happening. And as we continue to do that, you might try testing to see what the mind is willing to take, and say something like, even though this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me, I deeply and fully accept myself. Even though there's no chance that this is going to go away anytime soon, and the worst outcome is inevitable, I deeply and completely accept myself. And when we're emotionally distressed, those statements may not sound like exaggerations, but as we're tapping and we're reducing the emotional reaction to those statements, all of a sudden those statements don't sound true anymore. So this is the worst thing that's ever happened. We're never gonna. All of a sudden we go, well, maybe it'll be okay. Maybe it's not that bad. Listen, I know people have gotten sick and they're perfectly fine now. And even after a year, you know, I'm still okay. And hopefully most of the people that I love is still with me. You will come to your senses. You know, we will be able to turn off the stress response, which is impeding our brain's rational, the neocortex, the part that makes us thinking people. So we're thinking clearly now. We're not thinking through the energy of the emotions.
Right. And so we really want to think of many ways that we can transform ourselves, because we could probably work for an hour with different sentences all through that time of clearing.
Yeah, but typically it doesn't take an hour. It might be effective in as little as a few minutes. Now, as wonderful as tapping is, really recognizing that tapping is a way of shifting our energy state, there are other things we might be able to do that once we tune into the sensations of the emotional distress or the psychological distress, then maybe we can do other things that work energetically. I mean,
right.
Before I really became a diehard energy psychology practitioner, I was intuiting in people's energy fields and in their chakras where the energy disturbance actually was related to these problems that we were working on. And I would just shift energy that way. Maybe not
right.
Everybody is able to do that, but we can learn to use pendulums, and we can learn how to breathe, and we can learn how to be mindful, and we can learn how to meditate and increase our body's ability to be able to be more resilient in stressful times.
Right. And I recommend certain herbs. For instance, there's one, Bacopa, B-A-C-O-P-A.
Oh, yeah.
And that's recommended by a number of doctors, and it's wonderful for raising your feelings. And
it's good for the brain.
And don't worry for people who start taking it that one doesn't do enough or two doesn't do enough. So take four or five. Do it until you feel better. And, because it's an herb that you can take quite a bit of. And then there's another one called ashwagandha.
Ashwagandha, I use it all, every day.
Yeah, so do I. I use Bacopa every day, too. So these are really helpful. I use algorithms every day. And I have one that I use, and these are just numerical sequences that shift energy. And so you say them to yourself, and you picture them. And I use one called 71042, called Harmony in the Now. 71042, Harmony in the Now. I just say that and say the number several times, and then it shifts. And then I have another one, which is 100110501010, and I say that several times, and I say peace and calm, because that's the numerical algorithm for peace and calm. And these were created by a Russian scientist who's very famous in other parts of the world, and not necessarily this country, but he has thousands of algorithms, and it really helps me go to sleep at night and just relax. I recommend
that. And don't forget, I mean, I'm not saying that these things don't work. They do. Certainly emotional freedom technique works, and I believe that the algorithms work, because I learned them from you, and I learned from many other masters that I learn these techniques from. But as we're doing them, if we have the willingness to do them, to take control of our situation, say, what can I do to improve my life, whether it's codes or various, or reaching out to healing practitioners, or doing mental processes, or meditating, or yoga, whatever it is to calm the nervous system down, your ability to choose to do something for yourself is very empowering. And that, you can call it a placebo effect, but the fact that you're empowering yourself and you're taking charge is giving you hope, and you're taking action, and that's a very, very powerful energy shift.
Right. Now, we're getting near the end of the show, and I know you've looked up a few websites or phone numbers for people who are in despair and need help from practitioners.
Yeah, and I mean, it might be a situation where you or you know somebody who's really in despair, and even if you told them to listen to the show or said, "Hey, you can do this, you can do that," I mean, if they're really, really in despair,
They could be
they should get
suicidal.
attention.
Right.
Yeah, and some people need immediate help, need people to talk to. Here's a free crisis hotline. This is the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, and the number is 1-800-273. Talk, TALK, or 273-8255. That's the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. So people should know about that because, you know, some people don't have the emotional intelligence to understand what they're going through, and they just go to the dark side and they don't know how to deal with it. They don't have the resources for it.
Right.
There's also a crisis text line. You can text HOME, HOME. You can text HOME, the word home, to 741-741. Sounds like an algorithm.
Right.
Text home to 741-741, and it's a unique hotline. It's available through text message to anyone experiencing mental health difficulties or emotional crisis. So, you know, it's good to have that kind of level of access.
Right. I'm glad that we can offer that to the audience.
Yeah.
So, Steve Gottlieb, you have a website, right?
I do. You can find out a little bit more about me on my website, which is www.empoweryourtrueself.com.
I love that. Empoweryourtrueself.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. So I'm so glad that we could have a show where we have tools for people. And how can they find out? Well, from your website, they can find out more about the tapping points, where to tap,
Yes.
how to tap.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's a resources page there.
Yeah, that's really important.
And anybody can feel free if they're struggling with a particular issue, you know, to give me a call and I can offer them a complimentary consultation. We can talk about what's going on, see how if I can point them in the right direction.
That's great. That's wonderful. Steve Gottlieb, thanks so much for being
My
back on
pleasure,
Energy
Peter.
Stew. It's great talking with you.
Great talking with you too. Good luck to everybody.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver, HEART river.org. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening.